This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You never want someone to say that about you.
Well, that's like that's saying, the best I can give
that's
right
like
now.
That's like when I walk in the door, he's like, somebody's like, yeah, he's pretty short, but he's kind of stout. I mean, he's,
I get the he's a nice dude, man.
He's the Bryce Elder of sports talk radio host.
Yeah. I'd like to think I'm a little bit more consistent than Bryce Elder. We got a couple of Bryce Elders around here, but I hope I'm not one of them.
Oh boy,
more of a Spencer Schwellenbach.
Boy, and that's something. Wasn't that something? What a great outing the other night by him, of course. And I've been high on him all year. I just saw it. I saw it.
Rob, we had Smoltz on, and Smoltz raved about him. And then right after our show, Steakhouse had Snitker on. And Steak, you know how Steak will interview you, and then he'll start asking you a question as you're answering the first question, and which I think is honestly really good. And he goes, but what did you know about him? And Snitker goes,
nothing.
He goes, hell, I didn't know anything about him. I didn't know who he was. He was an A-ball player, for God's sake.
I had to have his last name phonetically spelled for me on a piece of paper.
What he said, he was an A-ball player coming into spring training. I didn't know anything about him.
How many baseball players go into a training camp? Like, how many actual players are in a training camp? Not the big league camp. I'm talking about the entire thing. Like, you go into training camp. Everybody in the organization is in the same place.
It feels like 100.
It's got to be right, like 100, 120. Doesn't that blow your mind, though, with Snicker saying that, how good some football, like college football coaches are at knowing players on their team?
Yep.
Like, when you step to a podium, they're like, hey, Scott Jones been running scout team corner for you. You're like, you just know that college football coach is going, What the hell is that?
Deion Sanders didn't even know the name of a starting center, right?
Yeah, well, that's a whole other topic, buddy. Didn't get me cranked off on that.
You can have up to 60 players on your spring training roster.
But that's the big league
roster.
That's the big league one.
Yeah. But I mean, you're
talking
about
a bunch of guys, though, getting at bats and everything else.
Yeah, you're talking about the organization, basically. Yeah. With the organization, that's hundreds, right?
Yeah,
it's got to be.
No Braves baseball tonight, clearly because of the weather. Royals coming to town. Doubleheader on Monday. Well, at least one game will be played on Monday. Everything could be decided. Don't know what Snett's going to do with the pitching staff. I have no idea. No, so
I don't think anybody does, man. Yep. So it's going to be interesting.
Really, that's all there is to say until we have baseball resuming tomorrow.
I think the decision he has to make, and both of you guys can weigh in, I think he has to live in the moment and say, hey, it's this guy's turn. He's going to pitch against the Royals. Or does he say that those games with the Mets could carry more weight and we want our best going in those?
Well, the Mets wouldn't carry any weight if you don't take care of business this weekend.
That's a good point.
I think here's the question. Would you Schwellenbach's due to pitch Sunday? That's his next day in the rotation. Are you willing to run him out there to save him, not pitch him Sunday, depending on where you stand? And run him out there Monday again, and he's making him essentially back to back starts.
It seems like daily is going to be like a that day decision on who's going
to
pitch.
That's what I wanted to ask you too, Rob. Like, is that fair to the pitchers if you just say, "Hey, I'll let you know that morning"? Like, I don't think you can react appropriately if that's
the situation. I think this time of the year, all hands on deck sort of thing. You know,
yeah. I mean, you got to be gritty about it.
Yep.
I like that. But I just think that's interesting too, because I agree with you. It almost feels like a day to day decision. Like, you win Friday and Saturday. You know, hey, I'll talk to you Sunday. Maybe we push you back to Monday. But it's like, dude, I don't know if that's the whole season on the line, and you got to find out, 5 hours in advance that you might be throwing that day. That's kind of a crazy twister in the brain, man.